Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today, I have a couple of guests, two people this time, talking about some charity stuff they're doing, some amazing work for UNICEF. Two gentlemen here from Sydney, Australia, Aidan Hepburn, who's the Managing Director of VML Australia, and Bryce Waters, who's a creative there at VML Australia as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, look, guys, could you both just, one at a time, obviously, give me a little bit of understanding and the listeners a bit of understanding of who you are, what you do, and introduce us to the Hope page.
Yeah, sure. So VML Australia is a digital creative company. It does a lot of work from, integrated marketing through to technology and innovation delivery as well. So we've got a really broad spectrum of clients from McDonald's through to big pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, government and then everything in between. And we've been lucky enough to be partnering with UNICEF around the world and also here in Australia to help them raise awareness of their causes and try to help them really drive donations. So the Hope page is a really interesting new concept. We've built that on the basis of some insights that have come out around a younger generation who's a little bit more strapped for cash. They don't have the typical dispensable income that maybe previous generations have had. And they'd really love to be able to do more for good and participate and donate to charities, but just don't really have the available funds. So we invented something called the Hope Page, which basically allows you to use your processing power or your spare processing power of your device, whether that be mobile or your desktop computer or your MacBook, whatever that might be, and donate that to charity, which will, I guess, ideally mine cryptocurrency in the background whilst your web browser is open.
Wow. So basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to allow people to have to give back, but not through traditional giving in terms of here is $1 or here is one Ethereum or here is one whatever. You're actually saying, can you plug in and we'll use your mining power of the computer to mine for the project? Is that about right?
That's exactly right. You know, I think we're sitting in a big office building in Sydney, and there's obviously, millions of people around the world just like us. And it's as simple as opening up a web browser, typing in thehopepage.org and hitting donate. And you can slide from somewhere between 20% of your processing power up to about 80% of your processing power. And then it will just automatically start to mine the cryptocurrency in the background, which in turn is then automatically transferred to the UNICEF wallet. And they will then transfer that into real world money to help fund crises around the world.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, the technology, obviously, the technology of blockchain and what's happening in this space. I mean, I speak to a lot of guests, and everybody who's listening here is probably quite advanced as far as tech goes or the understanding of tech. But this is really changing the way that we're giving, and I think it's a fantastic cause. Now, as far as I'm on your website, so the website's thehopepage.org for everybody out there listening, and I see you've got over 15,000 people donating. So explain when this started and how quickly the uptake's been, because that seems like that's a lot of computers, right?
That is a lot of computers, and we'd love a lot more. I think, once this thing gets into the 50,000 plus range, it really starts to generate some great revenue. So I think initially what we did is we put it out globally on the newswire, and it was it also started from a big piece that we got on Channel 7 here in Sydney, Australia as well, sort of featuring the Hope page, a 2 or 3 minute segment on that and how cryptocurrency works and the mining process and how that takes processing power and translates that into mining that cryptocurrency, which then becomes the donation. So that really is what sparked it. We had some really amazing coverage, that shot off the back of that around the world. So whether that's, Gizmodo or Forbes.com, really picked it up and ran with it.
And I mean, how long has the Hope page been, this project been running for?
Look, it's pretty recent, so it's probably been live now for about sort of 4 or 5 weeks, I'd say.
Oh, wow. Geez, you've grown quick then. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, that sort of 15,000 odd people, that's people sitting in a typical office block somewhere in the world right now. They've opened up a new tab and they're just helping to raise a little bit of money, some spare processing power while they're doing their typical daily work or routine or whatever that might be to help raise money for UNICEF.
Now, here's a question. So I've got a lot of tabs open right now. Like I've literally, I'm a tab monster. I've got so much stuff going on my computer. Now, if I'm going to go in and log into the Hope page, register, start donating, that sort of thing. If I was to, so you said you can choose how much you use, is that right? Or you put down for?
That's correct. Yeah, you've got a slider button. Once you hit start donating, it does a little pop up and then you can actually slide from between 20 and 80% of processing power.
And so if I was to have a lot going on, I'd probably use a little bit, I'd give less, right? If I was to know that I was going to go to lunch for an hour, I can increase that so you can use the computer and it's not going to slow down my work, correct?
That's exactly right. And we want it to be in the user's control so that they can, you know, not affect their experience on their own computer, but still, you know, just do a little bit in the background so it doesn't affect performance of your day-to-day work or whatever tasks you might be doing on your computer.
That's fantastic. Now, the real question that people are going to want to know is, what are you mining?
Yeah, so we're mining Monero. And so Monero is probably the only real cryptocurrency right now that can be mined through just a typical hash rate through a browser. And I think part of the interesting story about the Hope page is that one of the reasons we've kind of come up with this and we're taking this to market is we've seen a lot of articles around, you know, people stealing your processing power and using it for bad, you know, whether that's those big torrent sites or, you know, porn sites or whatever that might have been. It's been quite negative in the news. And so what we've been able to do is take that technology that people have been using for bad and actually flip that and turn it for good. But what we're doing is we're telling you about it and we're saying, hey, like, do give us that processing power, but tell us how much you're willing to give and you go in knowing full well what you're doing.
Makes sense. And look, I mean, as I say, there's over 15,000 people donating currently, which is mega. Well, I think it's mega anyway. I'm looking forward to seeing it get up to 50, 60, 100,000, by the way, but it seems like a really large number. Now, I'm very curious, right? So with 15,000 computers plugged in doing what you're doing, obviously it's going to depend on how much usage they're allowing for you to, you know, use. But I mean, what sort of numbers are you doing in terms of mining? I mean, you're obviously sending it through to the UNICEF Australia wallet. Do you know the numbers of what you've actually mined thus far?
Look, we haven't actually checked that out just yet. We've got a monthly checkpoint, which probably comes at the end of next week to dive into that. But roughly the calculation so far is somewhere around you'll mine sort of somewhere between 5 and 10 cents a day.
Yep.
If you're kind of giving, you know, 30 to 50% of your power. So the more people on there at any one time, that starts to become a real number, you know, and they're not giant figures yet. And that's why we're hoping to tap into the millions of people around the world to all be donating, you know, 5 or 10 cents a day of processing power, essentially.
Well, if you've got 15,000, 0.1 times by 15,000, I mean, to do the very simple math, that's not bad, is it? I mean, it's not a huge amount, like you say, it's not a massive amount, but you get enough people on there and it actually does. And I'm trying to do this with my calculator and it just won't let me do it for some reason anyway. It comes back to zero. I'm saying 0.1 times by 15,000 and it says zero, but anyway.
Well, let's see, and I think for UNICEF it's on two fronts. One is it's about raising awareness first and foremost, and this has been a really great vehicle from an innovation perspective around new ways to donate and raise money and push the past moving forward for them as a charity. The second thing is, yeah, it is incremental revenue for them. It's incremental donations, and it's a new stream they've never had before. So, you know, we're not expecting this thing to generate, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and or millions of dollars. But what we're looking for is just new ways to get the people into the UNICEF ecosystem that have never really been able to do it before. And so if this thing's raising $50 a day or $5,000 a day, you know, that's money they've just never had before.
And it also gets them, I mean, it's there's no cost to it. So, you know, we've all had those people that are on the streets that are, you know, rattling the little tin and they're trying to sign you up to this and they're signing you up to that. And it does, like, as much as you might want to give to charity, sometimes it feels a bit intrusive. It doesn't feel good. Like the giving part, the reason we give, there's twofold. Obviously, we want to help people, but it also makes us feel good. That's the human element to giving. It is a nice feeling knowing that you're helping somebody else that needs it more than you do. This way, you can do it without A, being annoyed. You don't have to sidestep these people as they stand in the mall. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can literally just jump on a webpage and do it. I mean, my calculator's not working, but I mean, 15,000 people at 10 cents a day, what's that, about $1,500 per day? I mean, that's nothing to be sneezed at. It's basically a revenue stream that's just so simple to create. I'm kind of fascinated by the simplicity of it. I'm really stoked about it too, because we at TraderCobb.com, we're looking at the moment at different various charities to plug into ourselves, because, you know, we're all about giving back as well. There are some certain causes that we are very, very passionate about, and it's just trying to work out the best place to put it to get the best bang for it. And I really agree with the exploration into new forms and new donation methods, but also a completely new market. If you think about people that are going to be savvy enough to use the Hope page, they're going to be tech people, people that use a computer, which is everybody, but it's probably not going to be your mum and dad, right? It's probably not going to be your 65 to 75-year-old demographic. Sure, it'll make up some of the population. But if you look at the giant growth and leap in millennials at the moment, young people that have grown up with a phone in their palm, they've grown up with social media, they're growing up now with cryptocurrency. I mean, most of the people in the crypto space are 25 to 45. That's your general demographic, age demographic. And if we can sort of get this to be a common thing that everybody does, I mean, this could be the way that charities work from now on going forward as the world develops and becomes something new.
Yeah, I think that's what's really exciting about it, because it is such low barrier. I mean, literally, you can just get on, open up a tab and go on about your day. I think the beauty of this idea is that you can literally just do it around whatever you're doing, and there is no one annoying you with a tin can. There is nothing that gets in the way of what you're doing. So I think, aside from bringing, you know, crypto into the charity world, it is just a genuinely exciting idea.
Yeah, and for people to join up, I mean, is it a join up thing, or do you just click on the button? I mean, I've clicked on the button and I've got this little doobly-lucky coming up, allow for the session. It doesn't appear at this stage like I've got to actually put in any of my personal details. Is it completely anonymous?
It's completely anonymous. Like, whenever you want to donate, you just open up the browser, hit that link, and then off you go. And whenever you want to cancel it, you just close the tab and off you go on your day.
That is absolutely brilliant, gentlemen. I'm very, very pleased for this. Guys, everybody on the show that's listening right now, you all have a computer. You all have computers. You all trade. You all have something to do with a computer. You are all on the internet as well. So I cannot stress enough how important it is. I've just started donating as I'm talking to you right now. It is literally the most simple thing you can ever do is go to thehopepage.org. You literally click on the little button that says start. I think I said start donating. I can't remember. It's not there now. But you just scroll the thing across to how much you'd like to use, and that's it. It is literally that simple to make a change for UNICEF and other people's lives. It is really, really simple. It's a tab that I'm going to be having in my bookmarks, gentlemen. I think it's a fantastic project. And look, where else would people find more about this project? I mean, look, it just seems so simple. Is there anywhere else that you think that people should be getting more information? Is there anything that should be plugging into? How can they find out more about you, the project, that sort of thing?
Yeah, look, if you just go to thehopepage.org, there's a couple of things you can do on there. One is you can find out more about the crises that we're trying to raise donations for. But there's a number of links on there that take you a little deeper to explain how this cryptocurrency donation and mining process works. But then also back into the bigger, wider UNICEF ecosystem to really find out what else you can do to help their causes.
Yes, I've just gone back in. I've gone back to the Hope page, or to open up on the page just to have a look at that. And it does. It breaks down exactly how the whole thing works. It's a very simple website with a very simple plan, but an amazing outcome. I I'm still slightly amazed by this, gentlemen. I think this is amazing. I just think this is so cool. I think that there's going to be a huge amount of people that are listening to the show all around the world that didn't realize that they could do this, that will be doing this now. One of those people is me. So thank you so much for being on the show today, guys. It's great to have different guests. I mean, I speak to people that are running projects. I speak to some of the people that have created Ethereum, speak to hedge fund managers. I speak to mining companies. I speak to all sorts of different walks of life. You guys are the first people that I've had on the show that are a charitable organization. What you're doing for the space is truly commendable. I'm so happy to have had you on the show. Don't forget, everybody, go to thehopepage.org. The links will be on the podcast too, so you can just click on that. And gentlemen, I wish you all the best of luck. And I will be sitting there each day looking at the count because I want to see that go up.
Exciting. Mate, thank you very much. Thanks for having us on. And thank you to everyone who's listening for getting involved. Appreciate it in advance.
Absolute pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, thehopepage.org. Get on it. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.